Daily life is where our practice is, where we have the opportunity to take what we do in sitting and to enable us to relieve suffering and harming that otherwise occurs in our life and in the life of those we encounter. In sitting, you could say there's two aspects. There's the aspect of being upright, still, being breathed, being present, being aware. That's one aspect. The other is noticing how and when we are caught up in thoughts and feelings and emotions, and how holding on to that is something we need to attend to in simply noticing it and being present. We are attending to that in being, breathing in and out. We are attending to when we're caught up in thoughts and feelings about now, yesterday, tomorrow, and all sorts of things. In our life as well, in the midst of the activities of our life, working, standing still, eating, talking to people, listening, all the activities of our life, it's very important that we notice when we're caught up, caught in self-centered dream, or caught in our story about, when we're holding on to thoughts and emotions that are, in a sense, entangling us and blinding us to the present moment, keeping us going in stories. I'll call this derangement. When we're in derangement, when we're in a deranged syndrome about A, B, C, D, when that arises, we are blinded and we do things that are not skillful, that are not appropriate, that cause harming and suffering, whether for us or for others. And we each of us have many derangement syndromes. It might be thoughts about what John said, John, my neighbor, whether it might be about what happened with my mother yesterday, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Might be, and I won't pick out the derangements because each of us needs to be aware and notice our own derangements, our own derangement syndromes about things that are close, things that are far, conditions that are physical, conditions that are emotional, mental, we could say, conditions that once upon a time happened, conditions that we think are going to happen. When he says that, it means so and so. When she does that, that's because she doesn't like me. She does like me. He doesn't want me around. It could be about people that we know, could be about people we've never met but are in the news, in the media. We all know about this thing called Trump derangement syndrome. But we all have our own particular derangement syndromes about, as soon as we hear, as soon as we think, as soon as someone else says. This is the court and the holding that throughout the day, whenever it arises, it's important for a moment, if we can, to notice and experience it, to be bodily present. once, twice, 10 times, 20 times. Sometimes we might notice that the more we notice things, the more they become, what should I say, transparent. This is in part connected to Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, the Bodhisattva who's responding to the cries of suffering, clearly saw the emptiness of the five conditions, thus relieving suffering and pain, suffering and harming, whether it's so-called our own or those of others. In a way, this is what the Buddha is talking about in various sutras. The Buddha uses examples such as, he says, quote, when during a great rain there are bubbles on the surface of water arising and ceasing one after another, a clear-sighted person carefully examines, attends, and analyzes them. Then, Buddha says, seeing then that there's nothing stable, substantial, no solidity, then we can, in a sense, free ourselves of the suffering and harming that results, whether it's for ourselves or others, whether it's because of our suffering or the harming that happens to others and the suffering that others have. See, that's why the Buddha says specifically it's important to see the emptiness, that they're empty, not self, that they are cause of suffering. This is both in so-called Mahayana and so-called Theravadan sutras. There's in the Buddhist tradition, these are called Vedana. And some of you might be familiar, there's at the end of the Diamond Sutra, the Buddha says, it compares these, what I called derangement syndrome, thoughts, emotions, to a star at dawn, a bubble in a stream, a flash of lightning in a cloud, a flickering lamp, phantom in a dream. Thus should you consider them. Just thus should you think of them. Just thus should we be aware of them. Could be our own thoughts about ourselves. Oh, this hurts me too much. This condition shouldn't happen. He shouldn't have said that. They shouldn't have done that. All sorts of ways. When they arise, it's important to notice them so that we can be this life moment as it is. Life as it is. Being just this moment, if we say body-mind, I could say body-mind, this experience, that's our task. Our task is to notice and be this as it arises. Our task is not just in sitting, but to become familiar with our own derangement syndromes throughout the day, or habits of derangement, where we, because we think about something, we become reactive to it. We fail to see what it is we're doing, what it is we're harming ourselves, because we're building a deranged story about this that arose, this that happened right now, whether it's a thought of mine or whether it's something someone said or a task that I'm in the middle of doing that's not happening the way I want it to. or it's the clouds in the sky, the rain that I'm caught in and I don't have my umbrella, something as simple as that, or the aches that I have, or my difficulty because I ate too much, or I'm hungry and I don't have any food right now and I have to go through all this trouble to prepare something to eat and there's nothing to eat. Oh. Or whether it's minor or major, and it's about, we know about the major. Someone mentioned a war in Ukraine and Russia. Major. We could look at what happens in, we're coming to elections and there's all sorts of craziness in all the media, people accusing each other of all sorts of things, and we have our own reactions to them. Or it could be just my neighbor who's got a barking dog, and the dog never is quiet. The neighbor goes away and the dog barks for hours. Or, and you could fill in, or it could be my condition. Why am I so not able to sleep, sleeping too much? I'm always hungry, or I'm, and you fill in. It's noticing caught in self-centered thought and holding to the dream about how life should be, as opposed to how do I respond right here, right now, in breathing in, being present, and if I'm sitting upright and being still, the universe comes to me, as Dogen's teacher Rujin uses the example of the wind bell that receives wind in all directions. And how do I meet that wind, that event, whether from inside or outside, whether it's mine or someone else's, how do I meet that with the wisdom of seeing it as it is right now, experiencing it bodily as is right now, experiencing the aliveness of my life and the life of the universe right now, and responding without being blinded by what I'm holding on to, responding with wisdom, whether we use a word like prajna or simply use the word the wisdom of being here, we can respond naturally. And sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we get caught up in our own derangement and see we've responded in a reaction that wasn't skillful. Okay, what do we do about that? The more we notice when we get caught up in thoughts and events throughout the day, the more we can lower the reactiveness to that so that the derangement isn't solid. It's, as the Buddha says, it's just a flash of lightning, flickering lamp, a bubble in a stream. A bubble arises and passes, but we don't live our life based on bubbles, except when we do. When we don't see that it's a rushing stream with bubbles arising and passing, we get caught up in the bubbles that we thought appear, and we do things that are not so skillful. Or we see clearly the bubbles for what they are, that the form is just the form of emptiness, exactly this form. And good morning. Thank you. Yes, I can do that. Or whichever way is skillful response to this moment to the best of our ability. Oh, I made a mistake there. Okay, I need to wipe it up and clean it up and then do the next thing. This is the opportunity, whether it's sitting upright and still in formal zazen or throughout our day, being this ongoing life that we are, being just this moment, derangements appear and disappear in the sky. They're just more clouds. They're not a big deal, except if we make them. Otherwise, we notice them and experience them, and then we don't get entangled, and we don't get, aren't harmed by them and don't harm others. Then we can take good care of our life, appreciate our life, appreciate all the beings that we share life with. Thank you.